Big thank you to all of our CEP kids who are helping with the ministries this morning. Great to have you and your families here. In the gospel today, Jesus bestows two identities on his disciples. And I want to talk a little bit about them. First, he says, you're the salt of the earth. Salt was and is very important. The Latin word for salt is sal. And we get the word salary from there, because salt was one of the most important commodities in the ancient world. In the Old Testament, the Israelites were commanded to add salt to all of their grain offerings and sacrifices in the temple. The book of Leviticus says, you shall not let the salt of the covenant with your God be missing from your grain offering. Salt adds flavor, and it acts as a preservative. A covenant or relationship with God adds flavor to the world, makes life here worthwhile. If your life seems a bit dreary or monotonous, it's missing the salt of the relationship with God. And this relationship with God is intended to be forever, preserved into eternal life. You're the salt of the earth. Now, don't think of this as praise, as Jesus giving us a compliment for being so spicy. No, this is Jesus saying that we've been chosen to be in a covenant relationship with God. And not just something for us. We're commanded to be salt for the earth. We're commanded to live and model for the world the beauty and the goodness and the excitement of being in covenant relationship with God. That God is our Father. Jesus is our brother. And the Holy Spirit works powerfully in us to bring healing and holiness to us and to the world. St. Paul says today in his letter to the Corinthians, I came to you not with persuasive words of wisdom, but with a demonstration of spirit and power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. We're the salt of the earth, not because we're so flavorful, but because the spirit of power has been given to us. What are we doing with the spirit of power that has been given to us? Do we let the spirit of power within lead us and guide us in our decisions? Do we call upon the spirit of God of power to effect healing in the minds and the hearts and the bodies of those around us? This is what it means to be salt of the earth. You know, we have prayer teams at Newman after all weekend masses once a month. Those teams call upon the Spirit to heal and bless each person who comes for prayer. So first of all, come and ask for prayer. But secondly, come and ask to be part of a prayer team so that you too can invoke the Spirit of power over others and be salt for the earth. Jesus says also, you are the light of the world. He doesn't say you're one light among many. He doesn't say you're like a light. He doesn't say you're light for family and friends. You are the light of the world. Again, this isn't praise for how bright we all are. This is Jesus bestowing a gift to be used. It's a task and a responsibility. Listen again to the words of Isaiah in our first reading. He says, share your bread with the hungry. Shelter the oppressed and the homeless. Clothe the naked when you see them, and do not turn your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. We became light when the Holy Spirit was poured into us at our baptism, when our covenant relationship with God began. We become light for the world when we use the love of God that has been poured into our hearts to care for and help the hungry, the oppressed, and the homeless. And that's not just feeding someone who's physically hungry, but also those who are spiritually hungry. Share your faith. Invite others to come to Mass or Holy Hour or Bible study. The oppressed, they might be those who are struggling economically, but also maybe those who are struggling against bullies or peer pressure or against evil powers working to oppress us spiritually. Evil hates the light. You and I must be the light of Christ for all the world. Isaiah says, when we reach out to the hungry, the oppressed, the homeless, then our light breaks forth. And listen to the next part again. And your wound shall quickly be healed. When we strive to bring salt and light, relationship and love to others who are in need, we are healed. How many times do I believe the lie that God can't or won't work through me because I have so many problems? We feel like we have to be perfect before we can reach out to others. That's a lie of the devil. And it holds us back from being the light of the world, which is what Jesus commands us to be. Renounce the lie. Renounce it. And accept and proclaim the truth. That when I bring salt and light to another, that's what heals me. Anyone here in need of healing? Every single one of us should raise our hands to the Holy Spirit. I need healing. Send me to care for others. I need healing. Send me to invite others to faith and relationship. Our imperfections need not, they must not, hold us back from serving at the food bank or at Loaves and Fishes or joining or starting a Bible study or joining the Knights of Columbus or the Ladies Auxiliary or contacting the parish for ways to be salt and light in our community for the world. That's how the Lord heals our imperfections. Then your light will break forth like the dawn. He gives you the salt of His covenant, of His relationship, because He loves you. He has given you His Spirit of love to be light for the world because He loves you. But His love cannot stop with you. So here's the homework for the week. Light a candle this week that you and others will step up to be light for the world. And pray about how you can reach out to others with the salt and the light that God has given to you.